Welcome to the entertainment segment of our fine program, 623. All right, I'm not picking on Justin Bieber. I know we've talked about his bad behavior over the last few days. I'm not going to continue to bash him, but an interesting and significant development. He has been arrested. He was apparently picked up in Miami early yesterday morning, which I find very interesting because the entertainment tabloid news programs were showing him in Cuba. So there's a timing issue. Anyway, Justin Bieber was arrested early yesterday for drag racing down in Miami Beach, and he failed a field sobriety test. Apparently, he was DUI. All right. This kid is headed for real trouble. I've said it before, and this is just reemphasizing, he is out of control. He is behaving very badly, and he's headed for a horrible reality check. I hope that he checks into rehab, gets himself kicked off the or cleaned up off the lean, quits doing weed, and dedicates himself to what his talent, well, that's arguable, but what he does and what he has become rich and famous for is creating music. He needs to tighten up or he's not going to last much longer. He's going to flame out. All right, New York, in the New York Post, ran an article saying that New York has more than $12 billion in unclaimed money just sitting around in government offices, taking up space and making it difficult to walk around. Nah, well, maybe not so much that. And some of it belongs to a variety of celebrities. Let's see here. Tina Fey has unclaimed checks since 2005. Diddy has funds dating back to 1991. Mariah Carey has unclaimed money from 2002. And Angelina Jolie has had checks sitting around since 2004. Beyonce, Steven Spielberg, Al Pacino, De Niro, Dennis Leary, Woody Allen, Glenn Close, Yoko Ono, Hillary Clinton. Really? Hillary Clinton's left money on the table? Anthony Weiner has money waiting for him, and even Dina Lohan. It's unknown how much they're owed. The Post notes that one person has $1.7 million waiting to be claimed, but it's probably a non-celebrity. 50% of the funds are for less than $100, and it's possible that some of the celebrities on the list are missing out on dividends on checks that are worth pennies. Pennies. So what amount of money would it have to be for you to make the effort to claim it? I got a check in the mail the other day from a company I used to do business with, and I thought, oh, wow, hey, you know, some old residual whatever, you know, something, a refund or whatever. And I'm thinking, you know, it could be a couple, $300. I'm thinking, yeah, this could be nice, a weekend out or something. $4 and change. $4. And I remember thinking, why? Why did you even send this to me? We here in the United States love our movies. And the title to a movie is very meaningful. There, a lot of people will determine whether to see or not see a film based on the title. It's just like judging a book by its cover, I suppose. But because we have a good title to the film here in the United States or in English-speaking countries, does not mean that the title translates well to other languages. BuzzFeed just came out with a list of the 37 worst translated movie titles ever. Somebody looked at American movie titles in Latin America and translated the titles back into English. Here are the highlights. The Hangover was changed to Que Pasó Ayer, which translates to What Happened Yesterday. Pulp Fiction was changed to something that translates into Violent Times. Fairly considerate. 16 Candles, Looking for a Boyfriend. Home Alone was My Poor Little Angel. Scream came into Scream, Keep an Eye on Who's Calling. The Breakfast Club was The Club of the Five. Nightmare Before Christmas was Jack's Weird World. The Sound of Music was translated to The Rebel Novice. Death Becomes Her, Death Suits Her. Not too bad. There Will Be Blood, Bloody Oil. Lost in Translation turned out to be Lost in Tokyo, ironically. Walk the Line, Johnny and June, Passion and Craziness. And The Wedding Singer, turned out to be translated to the best of my weddings. All right, you would think that Elvis Presley would hold the record for number one albums. However, a new publication just came out and says, hey, no, that's not exactly true. There are several other interesting high, more albums than the King. Let's see here. Bruce Springsteen just earned his 11th number one album, 99,000 copies of High Hopes. That moves him ahead of Elvis on the all-time list. They had previously been tied with 10 number one albums each. The other new albums on the top 10 include Kidz Bop 25, which debuted at number 3. The solo debut from Sugarland's Jennifer Nettles, number 5, and Fading West from Switchfoot, number 6. There it is. That's all the entertainment news that I can cram into the time that I have. Todd Starnes coming up next.